go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello and welcome everybody to episode 167 of the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. You know, we are a show that is so popular that we just can't go out in public anymore without getting noticed. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who are more popular in the furry scene than for this show.
No.
I mean, I am a hairy dude, and I've been recognized in the bear community, but not so furry. I mean, I am furry, but I'm not a furry.
Well, I mean, technically, you would be a furry. All you got to do is let someone inside you.
No, that's that's improper grammar. I am furry. I am not a furry.
You're of fur.
I am of fur?
Of fur.
Right, but that doesn't make me a furry.
This is true, but you're a furry when you put on your fur costume.
So Well, yeah.
Technically, you're not a furry right now.
Let's just say I don't need a costume, baby.
But we just went through this. You said you're not a furry in your own skin.
I don't need a costume because I'm naturally furry. No,
all right. Yeah. We've established that Kevin's a furry. Let's move on to Doug. Doug, what is your choice of furry costume?
My choice of furry costume?
Yeah, if you were a furry, so if you were into being a furrier.
Uh-huh. I don't know what that is.
That's not. We're not talking about Hitler.
Okay, that's good. That's always good.
What would you? Would you be a skunk? Would you be a?
No, I think I would be like a bright green, like electric green fox, and I would go to conventions and break dance.
And we've seen that before.
What? He'd have what was it? Oh, that wasn't me. I swear to God.
Doug has one of those butt plug tails.
What?
Oh, shit, Kev.
That's the way what? It stays in.
That was like, the one you showed me, right?
This weekend. You're like making a joke about something, a furry costume we see all the time at conventions, and here you come bulging in with your fucking butt plugs and dick jokes. Yeah, like the fucking raging 3-inch boner you've got in your pants right now.
It's not raging yet, okay? So we're only at half mass, so that's 1.5 inches.
We established that Kevin can actually walk around with a full-on penis that's hard, and no one would be able to detect it.
Thank you, Bill Nye.
We can go into the science of this if you'd like.
No, we don't have time. We got so much shit to cover this time. We'll get into that in 8-bit bits.
Yeah, come on over there.
8-bit bits, the show where we talk about our bits.
Hey, where's your badass glasses? Why don't you have those on?
Yeah.
They're in my car because I use them as real glasses.
Huh. All right, awesome. Well, if you like our banter, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. We're there for you to listen every single day because we've got 167 episodes for you to get through. The early ones aren't that funny or good. You know what? These ones, it's still not good. But if you enjoy it, you can still listen. Yes. Also, we want to say thank you to our partner in crime and our wonderful sponsor, Audio Boom. You can always subscribe to us there as well. And also Stitcher Radio and Google Play if you're on the Android.
Yay,
we're all over the place. Yeah, we made it. We're big time. Yeah. Big time. Also.
And we want to thank our secret CEO, Jesse.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
Oh, gosh. Shh.
He's a secret now.
Secret.
He's a secret.
Secret CEO.
Anyways, you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, you can always watch us here live every Monday night on Twitch. Please do it. We like it. We like the numbers. We like to see the peoples. We like to take the questions.
Yeah, and I think after the stream, we may do a Q&A. So if you are watching, stick around. We'll answer your burning questions about the burning gonorrhea in your pants.
I mean, Jer is an expert at that.
I've been to the doctor 42 times.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also support us on Patreon. That helps us pay for overhead and sends us to new Comic-Cons around the country. We're going to one in June. And fuck, we just got done with a con. It wasn't a Comic Con, but you can always check it out on our main podcast channel here. We just did two reviews of it, of Texas Frightmare Weekend. We had a blast. Mm-hmm. And so Saturday we did that all day, and then Saturday night we went to something pretty spectacular. We went to the Gearbox launch party for Battleborn.
Aww, yeah.
Okay, so first let me paint a picture for you. Hold on, let me get my ink. Put that on the table. Okay.
Wow.
Let me get my paint.
It's not going to be a great picture.
Let me get my paintbrush. I'm going to paint you a picture.
You going to paint by number?
I'm going to paint by number. That's all I can do. I love paint by number when I was a kid. I really felt like I was an artist. I'd fucking get there and get the... Do you remember the paint by... Now, you're talking about the ones that have like the fuzzy black areas, right? Where it was the fuzzy black paper. It had like the outline of everything, and then you just colored the numbers in, and then like it had that soft velvet kind of feel on the paper. Does anyone remember that?
Somebody say velvet.
I remember that shit. No, nobody said velvet. Get the fuck out.
All right.
Too early.
Too early. Too soon.
Yeah, we'll let you know when you can come out.
I remember those. Those were the fucking shit.
No, I don't remember those at all.
Anyways, I'll have to post it on our social media because I know I'll find they were everywhere when I was a kid. I'm sure somebody in the chat remembers. We went to the Gearbox launch party. When you first walk in, there's a red carpet you get to walk onto, which was fun. And then as soon as you walk in, there is these it's the sculptures for all the characters in the game. Well, not all, because there's 21 characters, but there's probably about, six, seven statues. And they had this giant one, at least, 12 foot tall? Would you say about 12 foot tall? Guys, get out of the fucking chat.
Dude was really...
It was huge.
Yeah, just a giant dude.
Yeah. And then they had a few other ones. And so you walk in, you get a swag bag. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then, of course, there's a giant dance floor with cosplayers. There's open bar. I mean, what'd you guys think of it?
Doug, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun there. Like I said, the walking in was cool because you walk in this room with all those like figures and statues and stuff. But like, I was like, this doesn't seem as big as the pictures showed online. And then it was like, oh, there's some stairs. Oh, holy fuck, this building's huge. Like, holy shit. And then like their screen had like the big logo with all the characters, and it was like, was that actually like a screen, or was it a projector or what? Because it was just so bright. It was really cool.
Projector.
It seemed so like the colors were so vivid. Everything was
Yeah, they've got these like laser projectors now that are just fucking so. They're so bright, and and the picture, the colors are so just amazing. But I was looking for the projector the whole time. Just like, where the fuck is that thing? And I guess probably it could have been rear projected, but it's just.
I was gonna say it's probably in that huge disco ball they had hanging over our heads.
That's also true. I did not even think to look. There, that's like the perfect place for it. But that even the disco ball had like the Battleborn like logo thing like wrapped around it. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. We got there, the DJ was already playing. We went up and got free drinks right off the bat.
Yeah,
it was awesome. We had a lot of fun.
Kev, what'd you think, man?
I loved it. It was an amazing event. It was a very passionate party for the developers, you know, who worked their ass off on this game. This was like their way to let off steam and to celebrate a game that they've been working on for, 4 years now?
Yeah.
I think they said 4 years, yeah.
So, I mean, and it was really, for us to be there, I thought it was amazing because we got to kind of share in that, like, celebration. Randy Pitchford came out and kicked off the party, and he basically said, you know, I may be the CEO and the face of the company, but I work for these developers. And, you know, and they basically proceeded to bring out different developers that were like, you know, head producer, just the guy who wrote all the comedy in the game and everything like that. And they would kind of just give them speeches and stuff. Like, it was, you can tell that they really cared for their staff and the developers that were there. They were having a great time. Everyone was like hugging each other. You know, it was like something like maybe they weren't around. They didn't see each other for a while.
Yeah.
they didn't see each other for a while, and maybe like this was their way to like kind of like, this is Kevin's like, holy shit, we did it, you know. It's like a graduation kind of, you know.
I like how I say make it on stage, and Kev's like, yeah, yeah. And they
I mean, it happened. I mean, it was open bar. Shit gets crazy when there's open bar.
It was an open bar.
Okay, we got to talk about this. We snuck into VIP.
We did. As we do, just sneaking right up in that VIP.
I wouldn't say we snuck in. We walked in like gangsters, and no one stopped us.
Yeah, nobody. We just, we acted like we were supposed to be there. We sat there for about an hour. Yeah. In VIP until we were like, oh shit, the next band's about to come on, which we'll get to in a sec because Kevin lost his mind.
Fuck yeah.
And so, yeah, we went into the VIP. Nobody said shit. We got drinks in the VIP. People were like, and Kevin saw someone that he absolutely adores but never walked up to her. Who'd you see?
I saw Ashley Birch. She did the voice of Tiny Tina. She's also famous for Hey Ash, What You Playing? Her and her brother, Mike Anthony. Matt. Anthony Birch wrote Borderlands 2. Like, what were you saying?
I said Minecraft.
Minecraft, yeah.
Minecraft.
She looks completely different all dressed up than while she's sitting at home on the couch. I could tell you that much.
Well, yeah, there's that, and like her hair is shorter now. And yeah. It's also been like 10 years.
Yeah, this is true.
I just didn't, yeah, and I saw her, and you know what, once again, we're in VIP, so I didn't want to go fucking around anyway and get us kicked out. So I just kind of let her be. She was busy, like, catching up with other friends and all that stuff, so I was just like, I'm cool.
So, but then what's your excuse for after all of that?
What do you mean?
Like, when you saw her downstairs.
I just didn't get
and you
a
were
chance.
Like, you were like, Jesse, yeah. Is that Ashley? And he's like, yeah, good eye.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, I wussed out there. Is that what you want to say? I mean, because like once again, I don't want to bother people. You know what? I'm a big fan of her work and everything. I don't need to like walk up to her in the middle of the fucking party and be like, hey, I like your work, and my wife's a big fan, and we're cool. You know,
That would have been a great conversation, sir. She'd probably been like, well, that's why I fucking do it, and I love it, and thank you so much, Kevin, for coming up and telling me that, because you know what? Lately, I've been really going through some tough times of, like, should I stay in the industry, or should I not stay in the industry? Like, I just don't know if I'm reaching people, and thank you for pulling me back in, and I'm gonna keep going strong now, all because of you. You know what? Here's a photo. Here's an autograph. Thank you, Kevin. What's your phone number?
Does she carry photos with her?
Yeah, she has them in her back pocket.
No, she
took
a photo with you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, what alternate world is this? Okay.
So, Kev, you could have saved her life.
She's going to live. I think she's going to be just fine without me bothering her.
And then
either way, it was amazing being at that party. And
then you wussed out with Randy.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I stole
how did
that.
I wuss out? I stopped him to talk to him. And then you guys, like, or Doug, like,
no.
Tripped him up.
And no.
Jeremy was like trying to snap a picture.
He tripped me up. It didn't faze him one fucking bit.
he was gonna keep rolling. Like, you could have been on the ground and the fucking thing could have rolled over your face and he'd be like, yeah. I gotta get going.
Yeah, he did not. I like tripped over his bag and he did not give two fucks.
Yeah.
He kept on walking. Actually, and I didn't really trip over it, I just kinda kicked it. I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck has a rolling bag in the middle of a goddamn party?
And then you look up and it's Randy Pitchford.
No, it was like 3 minutes later and it was like, we're shaking his hand. I'm like, oh shit. It was you with the bag.
I don't remember you.
Glad I didn't verbalize those thoughts out loud.
I remember him turning and then me going, hey. I don't remember Kevin saying, hey, come here.
Yeah, I didn't say, hey, come here. You turned.
I think he went like that. This was Kev.
No. Because I met him once before. I was at a GameStop like manager convention, so I felt fine approaching him.
Oh, I met him at a GameStop convention. We're like on a first name basis.
Yeah,
pretty
I
much
was like
besties.
I was like, Randy.
He was like, hey.
And then he's like, I'm like, Kevin, and he goes, hey, Kevin, yeah.
Hey.
Kevin,
yeah.
No. But it was.
You look different with your clothes on.
Yeah.
No.
Not like that.
No, implying that he watches your YouTube videos of you unboxing things in your underwear.
Speaking of, tomorrow there will, I guess, Tuesday. So that'll be today for you, iTunes and Audio Boom and podcast listeners. I'm uploading a new unboxing video that we just basically unearthed. It's of a Borderlands loot crate.
Nice.
So, awesome. Or not loot crate, loot chest. It's like an actual loot chest from the Borderlands game. So it's pretty fun. We just shot that tonight, actually, because we were just going through stuff and we found this box that it was in.
Oh, is that why you were late to eat dinner, and late to show for the show?
Ooh. Really, I'm late to the show, Mister Walk off and go make a whole two pots
guys,
of coffee.
Guys, we don't need to get into this here, guys. We're friends. We just had a wonderful weekend.
We make up stories about you in the pre-show. That if you're a Patreon listener, you can hear this wonderful story that we made about Doug while he was in pre-show.
That looks delicious, by the way. Okay, so we also got some swag bags. Kevin's actually wearing one of the shirts, right?
Yes.
Look at that little Battleborn shirt. We got a poster and some sunglasses and a bag. Like, pretty cool stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We tried to get back into VIP, and he denied us. Because you're supposed to have this. Kev, show your – it's a blue badge.
Yeah.
And so that just – it just means, hey, you're a normal guest and stuff, and you're not allowed in VIP, though. And the VIPs are red badges. So the first time we just walked right in, nobody said shit. We were there for an hour. Second time, not so lucky. I walked up the stairs while there was this other guy who was getting checked. And I was like, well, fuck, I'm just going to walk right by him. And so I attempted to, and the guy was like, ho, hold up. Red badge only, buddy. And I went, yeah, okay. And then we got kicked out of there. So it didn't work. But the first time was pretty badass.
Yeah.
What else can we talk about? Oh, Kev, Deltron 3550.
Yes, that is the exact name. Deltron 3030 performed at this event because they did the theme song to Battleborn, which is amazing.
Wait, we should talk about the band who the first
hold
band.
On. We'll get to them.
Yeah, first hold on.
Band. Let's go to the first band.
Okay.
The giraffes.
Steam-powered giraffes.
How do you remember that?
Because I was
They
sober.
Were steam-powered, and then there was a giraffe.
Yeah, there was a giraffe, and I felt like I was watching a Children's Network TV show.
It was interesting. I mean, Randy Pitchford came out and told a story about them. Like, he would play video games with his son, and his son started listening to that band and got him into it. And then he took it back to Gearbox, and Gearbox was into it. So they kind of had them write music for the game.
I don't think Gearbox was into that. I think Randy just was like, hey, executive decision. we're gonna play this. We're gonna put this fucking music in here.
It was interesting.
Guys.
I got an email from somebody who picked up one of our cards at the Texas Frightmare. Sorry.
Nice. Just that's
like
cool.
My phone buzzed. I'm like, what's this? Huh, I just picked up your card yesterday at Frightmare. Nifty.
Oh. Cool. Thanks, guy, if you're listening today.
It's a paranormal expo coming up this year. So it's a whole fucking email with a bunch of details. Well, yeah. I just don't want to read off the whole goddamn thing.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so and then after, so this giraffe band came out that was, we swear, was lip syncing and like just playing. I don't know.
I don't think they were lip syncing, but they definitely. I think like we said, like they it felt like a Chuck E. Cheese band.
Yeah, and did. One guy kept staring at Doug no matter where he went at the in the area.
I swear to God, that dude was fucking following me around. It was just like, okay, well, I'm gonna back up. Okay, no, he spotted me. Okay, we're going to go up to the balcony. Fuck you, man! Stop looking at me!
We're behind the curtain. You could still see
him. He's still staring. Oh, shit. So
there was, they were a three-piece band. They were really very weird. Interesting and kind of like a weird, like, they might be Giants meets, like, weird. I would say they might be Giants as opposed, like, in a way of, like, just very, very acquired taste music.
I would stick with what Doug and I first came up with, and that they belong at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. So it was okay. They performed for like an hour and a half, though.
Jesus, like it was too much.
Yeah.
And so after that was Deltron 4550.
God damn it! I hate you.
And if you don't know who that is, half the band makes up of Mice and Men, and the other half makes up of Gorillaz.
Oh, my neck hurts. I just keep like cringing my neck every time you fuck something up. The Gorillaz. It was Deltron, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, and also Dan the Automator from Gorillaz. And that was unbelievably fucking cool to see live.
And they did a Gorillaz song.
They did Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz. They closed with that, but a lot of their music they performed was off of Deltron 3030 that came out in 2000. So that was amazing self-titled. To hear that again.
Self-titled album?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we were second row, and then you got up to the front row. You were like on the stage hanging out. You met a guy who gave you a card. You made a relationship there. You probably are hanging out already.
Yeah.
Doug and I during that time went outside and we were just having a couple drinks, and we're sitting there talking about work and everything, and all of a sudden we see something out of the corner of our eye, and it's two gentlemen carrying out this woman who was absolutely slammed, just gone. I thought she was dead. And she was being dragged out, and her toes were just dragging on the ground. And so this guy, he had a red badge on, so he was a dev. He goes, fucking, oh shit! Girl's toes is fucking done! Girl's toes is done!
Yeah, those toes gonna get wrecked!
Those toes gonna get wrecked! And then he looks at us and goes, ones and O's, baby! Ones and O's!
Yeah, hashtag ones and zeros, ones and zeros! Ones and
zeros! God. He was drunk, too.
Well, a lot of people were drunk at that party, for obvious reasons of open bar.
Oh, Kevin, let's not act like you were a saint. You got white girl wasted.
Yeah, well, later. Like, it all hit me, like, after that, when we were going to Whataburger, like, midnight or whatever.
You don't remember. We remember you. You were all over the place, sitting in the chair. You almost fell over.
What?
You couldn't walk. We had to carry you. You were the white girl that was being carried out.
That's why my toes were all scraped up.
Ones and zeros. Ones and zeros.
Yeah, we're. I mean, there's a lot of people that. I mean, because it's kind of funny to see. It's terrible. And luckily, she had people with her that were there to like carry her out. But we are also kind of like we should do a misconnection about this. Yeah. Like making terrible jokes, like having Sean, write something and just being like,
so we were at the bar. She went to the bathroom and asked me to watch your drink. While you were there, I slipped you a roofie. Like,
where'd you go?
Yeah. What happened? Like, you came back and slammed the drink, but then you disappeared.
You say, yeah, you're gone. Speaking of misconnections, we will get into the actual show of reporting some shit. We do this every week. We take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. Most of them, we don't touch. They are completely real. We don't edit them. We do ad lib a little bit, but we just can't make this stuff up. I hope you enjoy.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
I just saw on the stream that I have a... The bed's
huge
down.
Booger.
The bed's down, so it's it's convenient for this section here.
We've been having some issues with the stream. It just like keeps buffering. Although it looks like on my end, it seems like it's working fine again. So
yeah, it looks like it's working fine on my end too.
And we just got another sad face. So
I've seen it buffer a couple times.
I was watching it too, and it's been pretty stable for the past few minutes. I don't know. We'll see. We'll just keep doing what we're doing.
All right, Mr. Sean Pennis, you're up to the bat. This is a long one, I know. We're not doing three misconnections because this first one was pretty long, and then Kevin's is pretty long, so you two take it away, man.
This is to the mesmerizing waitress at IHOP. The male for woman.
2920 and Kuikendall. Kuikendall. Gooey Kendall.
A gooey Kendall?
Huey Kendall. When I saw you for the first time, there was an instant curiosity that came over me to know who you were. You only recently waited on me for the first time, and I was with a friend of mine, and I feel that I got the opportunity to finally see in person if what I had seen from afar was really what I thought. That's a long fucking sentence.
Yeah.
You, for some reason, captivated me in your mannerisms. And then, when you waited on me and my friend, I was mesmerized by you. You are an early 20s AA female.
That means she takes AA batteries.
Oh. I assume that was her cup size.
All-American, maybe?
She's not quite in the triple or the all-stars. She's not quite in the triple league.
She's in the minors.
She's in the double league. You're also slim with an amazing large braids.
Really? Braids?
In her hair, obviously.
Autocorrect.
That is not where I thought that was going either. You are indeed beautiful, and wearing those geek chic glasses low the way you do. But it wasn't the undeniable beauty that you obviously have. You waited on us, and I noticed something about you I'd never seen and your personality with others, and how you carry yourself. You have this adorable shyness and nervous uncertainty about yourself. It might have been because my dick was out. I'm not quite sure yet. I am truly blown away by you, ma'am. Your name starts with an A. I had planned on telling you tonight that I felt there's an amazing energy about you, not because I want to hit on you or get your number.
What?
So I would be crazy not to. I have tried to set those feelings or thoughts out, and I had done well until I saw you. You awakened sentences I surely believed I could stop. You awoken my force. And I will not express this to you, I don't think. Not out of fear of rejection, because I don't care about that.
Then why don't you just share it?
But by the fear that you may like me.
What?
Or I may like you, even just as friends. There is something very strong about your presence, something about you. You are very beautiful, and I will leave it at that. I would love to be in your presence. To tell you how beautiful you are, so much I would like to kiss your feet, and also say, but my heart will not permit it.
What? You are such a wordsmith, Doug. I mean, Sean.
Thanks.
yours truly?
Yeah.
Too many words.
I was catching my breath because that was a fucking long one. Oh. Yours truly. Sean Bennis.
All right, Kev, you're up, man.
Yeah. This one. Getting all kinds of sexy in the Hudson Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a male for women. At Hudson, of course. Because there ain't no Walmart without Hudson. You know what I'm saying, baby? Now, my body is average height. 5'9". 175 centimeters for you Russian ladies. My status, colon, single.
Did someone call me?
Yeah, baby. No, I already had you. We cool.
I'd rip your penis off and use it as dildo.
I gotta be like Pokemon, baby. I gotta catch them all. My age is 36. Check it out. We crossed paths in the Hudson Walmart while looking down the feminine aisle. I don't know why I wrote aisle. Like,
oh my
island.
God. Sorry.
I just want to let you know. It smelled like you were cooking a loaf of sourdough bread in your panties. I guess I'm kind of into that. Your tight pink stretch pants were at their limits, but I couldn't help but to stare at your fine ass. All I could think of was tongue punching your fart box until you spilled like a pig, baby. I feel like I'm being set up here. I was wearing camo tank top with orange shorts, Because if that ain't flagrant, I don't know what is. Do me a favor and tell me the color of your tube top to let me know it was you. I'd like to eat you like a twat waffle with maple syrup. Hit me back. Wink his smiley face with a tongue sticking out.
Oh,
what are you
shit.
Doing to me, guys?
Oh my god.
You know, I don't punch the thought box. I don't do that, y'all.
Yo, you don't eat ass?
It's gonna have to be a lot of liquor in me to be touching that liquor.
Oh, the fart box with a tongue punch.
Smelled like you were cooking a loaf of sourdough in your panties. What?
I'd rather take sourdough than catfish, baby.
Does that just mean it was very yeasty?
Oh my god.
You ever been to Panera?
Yeah.
Think of that. At a Walmart feminine aisle.
Okay.
And there's no bread around, baby.
Let's move on.
Disgusting.
So the Jungle Book took the top spot of the box office this week with $43.7 million for a total of $253 million in its 3 weeks. So it's getting a sequel. Trilogy!
Yep.
So
Trilogy?
Yeah. Trilogy. You gotta end it.
What can they say?
Huh?
Did you guys see any movies this week?
No, because we were hanging out. Yeah, we did.
Oh my god.
We saw fucking Keanu.
We all three of us went to a movie. Actually, with Mike and his wife.
Did we all forget?
No. I literally just asked if we went.
Oh, you were setting it up.
I was. It was a setup, and you were like, "No, I didn't have time."
Dude, it failed.
Well, of course it did.
$9.5 million at the box office.
Yeah.
I guess people didn't want to see a movie about a cat.
It was such a cute kitten too.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a good movie. I liked it. I had fun. I thought it was a funny movie.
I liked
movie.
It too. I thought it was hilarious.
That was a good time.
If you like Key and Peele, go see that movie. It's right up your alley.
Yeah.
I want to know how much that movie cost.
To make?
It couldn't have cost much.
A couple dollars.
So I'm saying it probably made their money back.
Probably. I mean,
especially
I'd say
since
what,
we didn't see any marketing on it, so they didn't have to worry about spending too much on that.
20 mil? 20 mil maybe? I'd say 20 mil. That's my guess.
I don't know.
Because Method Man ain't cheap. You know what I'm saying?
Well, these days he is. This ain't the how high days.
Kevin, I'm trying to be positive.
Exactly. I'm trying to be positive. We're trying to say they made money.
Because he's like Will Smith. He make that Will Smith money.
No.
Nope.
No.
Tomato, tomato to you, I guess. Should we talk about some movies? There's a lot of movie stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, we could skim through it.
Just say fuck it.
Hey, speaking of Jon Favreau and his and directing Jungle
John
Book
who?
2. He's thinking about returning to...
John who?
Jon Favreau. Blah, blah.
Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau.
Favreau.
Jon Favreau.
Favreau.
Favreau. Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau.
He's thinking about... he doesn't rule out... But he would return to the Marvel Universe.
I think so, too. He said, I just think how I fit in it now may be different. It's been 10 years later, and I'm more of an elder statesman. We talked a lot about how I could be involved, and you know, because he exists in the back end of it, behind the camera. He's the executive producer on most of these Marvel films. Mm-hmm. This new one coming out, the next Captain America, he actually is one of the first ones that he did not executively produce. So what would you like him to come back and do? What would you like to see him do? What movie that they have announced?
I'd like him with Iron Man.
Huh? Yeah.
Like Iron Man 3 was fantastic with him.
He didn't direct it.
I thought he directed Iron Man 3, or did he just do the first two?
Yeah, he just did the first two, man.
Oh, maybe Iron Man 3 was so good.
Hey, did you watch Home Alone this week?
Why would I do that?
Doug knows why. Did he direct that one?
Hey, by the way, hashtag suck a dick. Ants Chick says in the chat that the Keanu budget was $15 million, and the source is Wikipedia.
I was close.
So $9 million, and they're going to make their money back.
Yeah, they'll make it back.
Yeah, that means that they get to make more movies. Mm-hmm. That's essentially, I mean, because if you make, that's the model, right? I mean, if you make money and you don't lose money, you can make more movies.
essentially.
Unless you're Terminator Genesis.
I'd like to see, is there already a director attached to Black Panther?
Yes.
Is it? Oh, okay, yeah, there is, isn't there? Fuck, I'd like to see him do Black Panther, though.
No. No, what? No.
Why not?
Why not let the person who's directing it do
no,
it?
No, I'm also just saying, like, black it, director. I'm just saying if there wasn't a director attached. If there wasn't a director attached.
Okay, Rain.
Wow.
I didn't even know the guy was black, Doug.
Black Panther? You know no, the Black Panther black was black?
Doug. I knew the Black Panther was black, not the director, Dougie Wuggy. I even said, is there a director involved?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the guy that directed Creed.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
All right, never mind then.
Yeah. Never mind. Go suck it, John.
John Favreau.
Although, speaking of directors we're getting fucking tired of, how about Zack Snyder, huh?
Right.
No. We're not tired of him, mate. Let him come out with more movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Batman vs. Superman, right?
Yeah, they're butting heads over there at Warner Brothers because of how all the reactions from Batman vs. Superman. And so this is actually, it's been confirmed by multiple sources that there's a lot of shit going down at Warner Brothers because now they're stepping in and they're like, hey, no, we're taking control. And we're not going to do it this way anymore. And so Zack Snyder and them are, I'm sure they'll get it worked out. I'm sure he won't leave it, but I mean, if he were, this would be the time, because they're early shooting right now into the fucking Justice League. So if there's a time to go, it's now.
Agreed. I mean, it's kind of tough because they're so far into the Justice League, but maybe give part two to someone else or something. I don't know. Because right now his ratings are very low. People have very low opinions of him.
Yeah.
And he's on the path to become the next M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Oh, I was going to say Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Yeah. Where it's just like, yeah, you put your name on a trailer. But see, that's the thing, is that Michael Bay still puts his name on trailers and his movies still make fuck tons of millions.
Yeah.
M. Night... They take his name off of trailers because of how poorly the trailers are received with his name on it.
Because it makes everyone in the theater sigh when they hear it.
Yes, and I feel like that is what is happening right now with Zack Snyder, where it's just like...
Yep.
Depending on how Suicide Squad goes, shit, they might want to look at David Ayer to take creative control.
Yeah.
But
we'll see.
That's also the reason. So there's a lot of shaking up going on. The Flash movie has lost the director.
Yeah,
director. Seth Graham Smith, which I didn't know he was slated to direct that, but I like him.
Yeah, he did. He was the author of Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah, he wrote the book. He is also writing the Beetlejuice remake or reboot or whatever you want to call it, Beetlejuice 2, I guess technically the sequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's great. He also wrote for this show that used to be on MTV back in. About 10 years ago, 10 years ago or so, it was really funny. He's just a funny dude. So, and yeah. I'm sure that would have carried over to the Flash movie, but now we'll never know.
I mean, DC is probably like, okay, cool. I mean, they're gonna still think Superman versus Batman was a success, so they're probably like, all right, we need to go follow this formula. And Seth Graham was like, fuck this noise, this is stupid.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. It's like, maybe not WB is like, hey, that was a success, but maybe like, I can't imagine them giving him Zack Snyder more control, but maybe he's going like, well, my movie was a success, we've made 900 million worldwide or whatever it is, or 900, well, they just announced it recently, 900 million anyways. That may have been domestically, but like, hey, we've made all this money, like, mine now, bitches.
Yeah, but that's why WB's stepping in, like, because they were like, no, this is not gonna happen anymore.
So that's what I wonder if that was before or after Seth Graham Smith left. Like, maybe he left, was like, fuck this, I'm not.
Or maybe Seth left because of the fact that Zack Snyder was telling him, no, you have to do it this way because it all ties into this way. And then he's like, fuck you guys. And then Warner Brothers is like, what the fuck are you doing, Zack?
That's one of my question, because there's also been some rumors that James Wan who's directing Aquaman, is talking about leaving also. Where wow. he may back out. And I think they
he just posted a Twitter update. And I mean, he didn't say anything in it, but he was standing at the WB or the DC offices, and he was like leaning up against an Aquaman photo, kind of like saying, you know, I'm still here. So I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, they probably were like, here's some more money.
And it also, and Zach could be pissed off because Ben Affleck has, like, the rumor is he has full creative control on Batman.
Which I'm hyped for. Like, his Batman is probably my favorite Batman.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up with Keaton, but, like, as I got older and kind of, I don't know what the term to use, started to care less about Tim Burton movies. I kind of lost interest in those movies a little bit. I still like Batman Returns. That was a good one. But I don't know. I just didn't care for him as much as Batman. And then I liked Christian Bale a lot. But it was a different Batman. And then, like, this isn't even different. This is the Batman I like. This is the Batman that, like, will murder you.
Yeah.
Essentially. I love that Batman. That Batman is fucking awesome to me.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely the darkest Batman.
Yeah. And he's just brutal, and he's a brawler, and it's the Batman I like. So yeah. I hope that Affleck does a good job. And he's a huge Batman fan to begin with, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this one. I think he'll end up being my favorite, even though Bale was a big up to that point, Bale was my favorite. And of course, you can't beat the Joker as well, so it's going to be really interesting to see everything. They're saying that this movie is going to, you're going to see a ton of cameos from villains that are in the universe, and not so much that he goes up against them, but maybe he is walking through Arkham Asylum, and they're all put away because of the fact that this is later on in his life, and so they're all in Arkham.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That's the way to do it. That's how you can introduce the villains, and again, have a lot of villains in your movie without having too many villains in your movie.
Yeah. You don't overload it, but you still get to see, like, it's like, oh, look, here's some fucking, here's some little cameos and Easter eggs, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe someone escapes at the end of the film.
Ant's chick says Pete Holmes is the best Batman, and,
okay. Yeah. All right.
She's got a point.
She does have a point.
Ants,
do you wish you were the chick that he was talking to in that scene? Oh. Is that what's going on? Is this fantasy for you?
Spit in my mouth. That might surprise you. I smell fat.
I don't think there's going to be a week that we don't quote that.
No. I just love, and the one that we do the most is, fucking nerd.
when he's talking to Superman.
Yeah. You nerd.
All right, so there's a lot. People are going to be really upset about this news. If you're planning on going to San Diego Comic-Con, don't plan to see any big studios in Hall H, because they're all backing out, it seems.
Yeah.
20th Century Fox will skip Comic-Con to avoid trailer leaks. Why don't you still go to Comic-Con, do the panel, but release the trailer at the same time online? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I agreed. And I understand, like, but it's also, like, because they're talking about, like, how they're going to, I don't know, Twitch or stream the panels. Like, maybe that's part of their thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm with you. They need to do, like, what Star Wars Celebration did last year, which was we were at the panel for the opening day panel where they showed the new Star Wars trailer. And it released online, like, 30 seconds later. Mm-hmm. Like, when we had finished watching it, like, not long after, the whole world has seen it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way you fucking do it, because you're like, we can't control this. Just fucking release it. And if you don't want it to leak, don't show anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still have the panel so everyone gets involved and excited. And even if you, I mean, listen, I think they're illegal, but you can have a little device that shuts off everybody's phones. Oh, no, that's just actually 3G cell. It's just for LTE, so you can't really turn off the cameras. But I mean, Hall H is going to be a kind of a deserted wasteland this year. I think even Disney pulled out, because I think they have Celebration now, right? And so
Disney has their own thing. Disney has their and that should be coming up, but that didn't already happen, did it? Is there a thing I need? No.
Is it like D20 or something like that?
D23?
So, yeah, they have their own thing.
I'll look it up.
And then they have their own thing. I mean, all these other studios are having their own thing. It's kind of like what's happening to E3 as well. Mm-hmm. E3 is just like, well, I mean, we charge all these people all this shit ton of money. But then they're like, well, why don't we just rent out a fucking hotel like and just do our own conference and spend 2 hours on it and then go home?
It's in July.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it D24 or D23? They do it by numbers, right?
It's D23 2016.
Okay. So do they just call it D23 at all times, or?
I mean, clearly.
Huh. I thought it would be like D24, D25. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know what the 23 stands for.
I'm just looking up the dates because it's July, but I want to know when is San Diego Comic-Con? Fucking A, just tell me what the goddamn dates. How is this not on the front page of your fucking website?
Because they're preparing for it, man. You're so angry. D23 Expo.
That's in 3 months. How do they not have dates for this?
I don't know.
On the front page.
Oh, because it's their fan club. That's why. I don't know. I think maybe D23 is like a fan page thing. So that's different. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. There might be an Expo thing here.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, it's an expo. It's a different... Yeah, here it is. Dates announced. July 14th through the 16th, 2017.
Yeah, guess what that... For what? Comic-Con?
No, for D23.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that's the dates for D23. I'm looking at the dates for Comic-Con because I wanted to see if it was at the same time.
Huh. I guess there's no 2016 or it already happened. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Why would you announce 2017 if 2016 hasn't happened yet? Because it says Expo 2015, then 2017. There's no 2016.
You're just skipping 2016.
Yeah. That's weird.
Oh, they have one. I just don't know what it is. I'm looking at their thing right now. Yeah. It says D23 16 will have blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Oh, anywho.
Man. I love blah, 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 blah.
I love, yeah, when they show blah, 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 I get really excited.
I bet.
The plot of blah, blah, blah is...
Oh, God damn
blah,
it.
Blah, blah. All right, so Netflix has ordered Marvel's Punisher spinoff officially. It is coming. We get it. We just talked about it like a month ago, how they needed to do this.
Yeah.
They said they weren't looking into it. It wasn't going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. And here it is. We're getting it. How fucking pumped are you guys?
Super psyched, because I love the Punisher. He's my favorite. So the guy who played him, whatever his name is, John Lithgow, fucking fantastic.
They really did some CGI to make him look younger. It was wonderful.
That would actually be pretty funny if John Lithgow was Punisher. My family was killed. And now, I am going to kill you.
It's a good impersonation.
It's kind of like Skeletor. That's my John Lithgow impression.
Mm. Kind of sound like Vincent Price. No?
No.
No. Fuck you.
Comcast has went ahead and purchased DreamWorks Animation for $3.8 billion.
Yeah, what a fucking waste.
We made a joke. What was it? We said that now they're going to have animation caps on their workers.
Yeah. Yep.
If you don't know, if you don't have Comcast and you're not in the know, they put data caps on all of their broadband. Well, most of it anyways. And so that's where the joke comes from. It's not funny if I have to explain it.
Well, it's definitely going to be is that like if you have, I guess, Comcast or whomever... yeah, you'll be able to watch all their DreamWorks animation stuff. But if you don't have them, then you won't be able to watch it. It's like, I'm on Netflix. Well, tough shit.
That is some shit that they would pull.
It is, and that's what they're going to do. I mean, it's like all these other channels that are pulling their content off of Netflix and things like that because they're putting it on their own shitty streaming services, and then they charge you an additional $7. So it's like, oh, yo, you want to watch this shit? $7. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, no.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
CBS. Looking at you.
What else we got? Let's get into some gaming.
And they wonder why people pirate, by the way.
Exactly.
Valve will ban Steam cheaters linked via their phone number now. So how about that? Huh?
I don't really know how that works.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't understand. So what if we cheat on... Why the fuck does...
phone number? Any account associated with a phone number flagged for Valve's anti-cheat will be banned for 3 months.
Any account?
Any account that you have.
Man.
Damn.
Don't cheat, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So if you have it linked to the two-form authentication dubbed Prime, anything associated with that will get banned.
Well,
damn.
Once again, crime doesn't pay.
neither does Call of Duty.
What?
They don't. Jesus Christ. This was going to be a great segue and you ruined it. They don't pay. Hello. They don't pay. If you're going to have to pay. Anyways, they went ahead today and released their trailer to their big giant game called Infinite Warfare. And then they also, if you pre-order it, then you get a HD remake of Modern Warfare with the full campaign and 10 maps. The problem with this is that it comes in the Legacy Edition, which is $109.99.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yep. You can see it in the picture right there. So the Standard Edition is $79.99. They've raised the price $10.
Wait, when did this get published? Because I swear, like, they showed that trailer today, and it said the Legacy Edition was $79.99, and then the Legacy Edition was $79.99, mm-hmm. and then that was the one with the Call of Duty.
I'm going to click pre-order right now.
That's complete bullshit if they're going to charge $109 for those two games, especially when people just really want Call of Duty HD Warfare or whatever. Mm-hmm.
All right, the Standard Edition... is okay. Well, I don't know where they got the pricing. Okay, Standard Edition is $59.99. Legacy Edition is $79.99.
Okay,
and then the Legacy Pro Edition is $119.99.
What the fuck does that have?
Okay, the Legacy Edition has the Modern Warfare remake. Okay, it has that, and then the Legacy Pro Edition has the season pass and the remaster.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know, the biggest problem with this is that they know that their name is very... It's on...
It carries weight.
Right. No. What? No.
Name carries weight.
No. I was going to say that their name is becoming shit.
Oh. Well.
They're like on the edge of like becoming just in a pile of dung and people hating on it so much. People hated the last game. And now they're scared. So what do? They're like... instead of releasing just one game, we're going to give you a remaster as well. And the fucked up part is, we talked about this on the text messaging, they're not going to release it without the main game. Like, it's not separate. You can't just buy the remastered edition.
Yeah, for now.
Which is fucked up for now. For the next fucking year and a half. Until sales start dropping. When sales start dropping, then you'll be able to buy it separately.
Yeah,
and that's what people really want. Like, I guarantee you, looking at this bundle, nobody wants the new game. Everybody will want to play the remastered game because that mm-hmm. was considered the best game in the series.
Modern Warfare 2, actually, but
Modern splitting Warfare. Hairs. No, we're not splitting hairs. You're going to have to get replaced if you say that again.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It is largely considered, minus Kevin, as the quintessential Modern Warfare game, the best one.
So check the sales. I love getting Jeremy so revved up. It's great.
You can now also use Bitcoin on Steam.
Modern Warfare 2 has a higher score than Modern Warfare 3.
Well, but yeah, but definitely
yeah, like Modern score, Warfare 3. But no, you talk to you. Okay, if you like Modern That's Warfare right. 2, then great, awesome. I didn't say it was critically better. I said it was considered the best one. What were the other... Do you guys use Bitcoin at all or no?
No.
So he doesn't matter. So that's a throwaway. We don't fucking care, right? All right, let's add a couple more things. This stuff isn't gaming related, but we'll talk a little bit about this. Space Jam 2 is happening.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
It's fucking dumb. Yeah. It's LeBron James.
LeBron James is attached to be the new Jordan.
Which is ridiculous, considering he's the biggest fucking baby. Actually, it makes more sense now.
Yeah.
It's a giant baby playing with a bunch of giant animated cartoon characters.
Justin Lin is set to direct. If you don't know who Justin Lin is, he directed the last what's that movie called? Furious 7?
Did he do Furious 7?
Yeah, he did Furious 7.
I know he did 6.
No, he did 6.
Yeah, I don't think he did 7.
Yeah, he did 6. Then he did Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah, that's his current.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's happening. Mm. I don't know.
Mm. Mm.
And then also, Carl Urban says that they're having conversations about a Dread TV series.
Like, I'm hoping Netflix or something.
Oh, Netflix. God, please. I don't deal with Amazon. I don't want another fucking streaming service to log into. Just give me Netflix. Just put it on Netflix, guys.
Yeah, I also don't care for Amazon's streaming service. Like, it doesn't autoplay, and it's a bitch. It's not a good service. No.
Kevin, do you care?
No.
You don't care about Dread?
You don't like Dread?
I still haven't seen the movie, actually. I've heard amazing things about it. I just never got around to watching it. It reminded me, like, seeing the previews for it, it seemed like it was an American version of Redemption. What was it? The Raid. The Raid Redemption, where basically they're stuck in this multi-floor building where they're just kind of fighting their way out of it, and they're going like floor to floor beating the shit out of people.
No, this one is in reverse, though. They're going into the apartment fighting their way to the top.
No.
Yeah. Completely different.
I'll get around to seeing it.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, there's people getting fucked up on drugs, mm-hmm. and it's like slow-mo, so that's how they do their bullet time, like, and make it make sense in the story. It's legit as fuck.
It is. You should watch it.
And pretty violent and gory.
Yeah.
In a great way.
Yeah, for real. Anyway, that is our show for this evening. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you didn't, we'll see you next week, because we hope that you tune in again to enjoy it, maybe.
And for those in the stream, we will do a Q&A.
Yeah, right after this. So, anyways, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Check your cell phone signal.